Today is Tuesday, December 24th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I had to think about, for some reason, I kept thinking Christmas was on Thursday. And so I literally have to, I literally have to sit here and think about, like, what I'm doing, what it is that I'm doing. I don't know. So I want to talk about the cookie making process. I'm really proud of myself, actually. So I'll read a little email from Sam in the hinterlands, because she emailed me. I don't even know if this is relevant, but when I started thinking about it, I thought, oh, I'll read Sam's email. And Sam, you know, like I said before, I don't always read your emails, but when I do, no, when I need content. So she says, good morning. Really sorry about your lovely Spanish boots. Of course, the dogs go for the expensive stuff, but yes, absolutely find a cobbler. Are they still called cobblers? Because I'm going to find a shoe person, but cobbler sounds like such an old English term. Like, oh, yes, right. I'm going to go find a cobbler. I don't know. That was a horrible British accent, but that's the best I can do. Anyway, it sounds so like outdated. But she says, and see what can be done since the tops are much more replaceable than the bottoms, which might be true about people too, for all I know. Tops more replaceable than bottoms. Let's see. Well, I haven't done much research lately, but I have found in the past that there are usually more bottoms out there than there are tops when you're looking around. Anyway, she says, speaking of which, I knew guys did that thing with warm water, but I didn't realize they called it, quote, douching, and I'm glad to know. Sorry, Mom. I saw those pretty Christmas tree cookies as your show art and assumed that those were some of your actual handiwork. Very nice. Your selection sounds lovely as well, and that spreadsheet for ingredients was really smart. Congratulations to Gary. Yes, Gary, congratulations. Your gift card has been emailed. And I think Kathy Bacon also emailed you to get the money. So, Merry Christmas. She says, I hope your Christmas celebration tonight is everything fun and wonderful that you want it to be. They're okay. I'm not a big party person. I'm really an introverted person. And the older I get, the more introverted I get. And the more it drains me to be around people. And so you know, even family, like maybe especially family nowadays, where my opinions are so totally skewing from my family's opinions that, and you know, it's always been, but I'm coming to the realization, you know, before it was like, oh, you know, maybe I believe some of the same things they do or whatever, but I think I'm just coming to the realization that, yeah, most of the things I disagree with them on, you know, a lot of things I disagree with them on. But so that'll be interesting as well. Plus, I've said before, my brother lives in a house in the middle of the woods, basically, with, like, I have no cell service there, and he doesn't have internet, so all he has is TV. And it's a very dark house on the inside with dark paneling on all the walls, and you feel very closed in, and I don't love it. And, you know, there's not much of a plan, although I think his new wife, Veronica, is cooking a Christmas dinner, and actually the turkey sounded quite lovely. Mom said it was going to be a turkey stuffed with sausage and, like, some other stuff. And I know you're not really supposed to stuff a turkey because the outside gets dry by the time the inside gets done or something like that. But we'll see. We'll see how that turns out. I don't know. But a sausage stuffing sounds good. And so we'll see how that goes. But tonight, and then the Filipinos, I've said this before, but when they get together, they really like the speaking Tagalog, which, even though I bought Rosetta Stone for my phone and I'm paying like a subscription fee, that actually just emailed me today and said, hey, we're renewing your subscription. I haven't actually been learning it. And I wanted to learn it and like surprise him or something and be like, oh, hey, salamat. Or that's, I don't even know. I don't remember what that is, but I know the word, you know. But so I have it on my phone and I'm not going to cancel it because maybe one day I will actually, you know, do whatever it is that I need to do to learn it. I'm getting older though, you know, so maybe, I don't know, maybe you can't learn things as easily as you get older. So back to the cookies, I did want to describe, so the cookies, we actually, you know, it was quite an intensive process and we're not even finished yet. So we're going to, so what we did is, I think I said this before, but I made a shortbread in the shape of Christmas trees. And then I made a lemon snowball cookie and I made a regular snowball cookie with walnuts. And you guys will just have to look it up. And then I made a dough that I use for chocolate chip cookies, and I made two different flavors of those. And then we made chocolate covered pretzels. Well, the process of decorating the Christmas tree cookies last night, that happened after I recorded. And, you know, he really wanted to do a royal icing, which I've never made royal icing before. And it sounded easy, but I had done so many new recipes, like three of the cookie recipes that I did were brand new, like I had never done them before. And I was like, oh, I was just going to put like some, you know, candy, that candy melt stuff or whatever. And I was going to dye it green and dip them in. And because I know that will dry, I can't use like a buttercream because we're putting them in cookie tins and, you know, they'll get all squishy and nasty. So I needed something that would dry. And, but the royal icing, I was like, you know, I don't want to try that. I don't know how much we need. And, you know, I we'll do that next time or what. But when we were at the store looking for something, I don't know what we were looking for, but we were looking for something, and I didn't know this, but they have bottled royal icing. They don't call it royal icing, and it probably has a bunch of chemicals in it, but I don't know. But they had it in the Christmas section, and they had a green and a red already in a bottle. You just microwave it for 15 seconds, shake it up, and then it's a squeeze bottle, so you literally just squeeze the stuff on, right? So that's going to be like one of the parts of the cookies that isn't completely from scratch. Maybe next year if we do cookies again, I'll get brave and do like royal icing completely from scratch. So we did, you know, so we're standing, and my back was hurting because we're standing around our bar and our island, actually. And I've got parchment paper all over it, and I've laid out all of the like 48 cookies or how many ever there were. I don't know, somewhere around 48. And, you know, I'm outlining in green like you see on the cookie challenge or whatever it's called. I don't know. The Food Network has one where they make a lot of cookies. And the Pioneer Woman is the main judge. I can't remember. The Christmas Cookie Challenge or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And you see them doing all this flooding, you know. So you do an outline and then you put blob a whole bunch in the middle. And then you take a toothpick and you rub it around to flood, air quotes, the inside of the outline that you've made. So we did all that, and then we put sprinkles on, and we let that dry, and then Mark put on some red to make it look like, not icicles, but like a, not tinsel, but like a swishy red, like you would, I don't know, like a Christmas tree. And then we're like, okay, we're going to do it. So we did that, and that took like 2 hours because we had to let the green dry before we could put the red on. And then we ate dinner, and then I took all those off and put them on cookie sheets and stacked them so they didn't touch each other. And then we needed to do the pretzels. So the pretzels, you know, were, I had to buy that almond bark stuff. I mean, I could have bought regular old chocolate, but I think the melting chocolate or the almond bark or the candy melt works better than just regular old chocolate. I'll continue this on the next one. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call still 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Merry Christmas, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.